SBS Radio.
Il-Maltese Cultural Association ta' New South Wales se jippreżentaw show mużikali audiovisiv imtella minn Andy Buzottil u l-grupp tiegħu Skorba dwar l-assedju l-Kbir ta' Malta tal-1565. Din ser issir fiċ-ċentru ta' La Valette fi Blacktown, New South Wales, il-ħadd is-26 ta' Mejju fis-satin ta' wara nofsinhar. Jiena tkellimt ma' Andy Buzottil dwar din il-wirja. Jibda biex jgħidilna li kif kien spiċċa l-ewwel CD tiegħu xi snin ilu beda jaħseb f'dal-proġett.
We put out an album that was called The Temples of Devotion, Hajar Im, and from there we started to look at the next project, and the one that came to my mind immediately was the L'Assedio Gbij, the Ottoman Siege of Malta in 1565, and this is the project we're performing now.
Hemm ukoll xi element xi ħsejjes tal-mużika Maltija?
That's cool. Min madwar il-Mediterran, allura, the influence of all of the Mediterranean countries has come to bear on Malta. Allura, ndoqqu. Il-mużika li għanda reference jekk trid lej il-Turkija, il-Middle East, il-Greċja u l-Ewropa. U daqsxejn lej l-Italja wkoll. Issa dan il-proġett li qegħdin nagħmlu slifna daqsxejn mill-mużika tal-għana wkoll ndoqgħu il-gitarri u l-mandolin u il-tamburin u s-suffara allura u il-kant li qegħdin inkantaw fuq Malta bil-Malti wkoll. Allura f'dan il-proġett għandna kant bil-Malti, kant bit-Torok u kant bil-Ingliż. U l-mużika li għamilna il-compositions tagħhom huwa mużika li ġi inspired mir-Renaissance period tal-Ewropa, mill-mużika tat-Turkija u mill-għana wkoll.
Mużiċisti li għandek miegħek għal dan il-proġett dwar l-assedju l-Kbir ta' Malta mhumiex Maltin u x'hekk?
No, jien l-unika Malti fil-grupp. L-oħrajn għandi Lou Keek li rebaħ żewġ Aria Awards, Lou huwa tasew performer experience John Napier John who il cap ta l-iskola tal muzika fl-Università of New South Wales o il membru liħor huwa John Robinson li ju għandu degree mill-muzika mill-Università ta' Western Sydney u speċjalment u teacher tal muzika aħna l-koll nalmu l-muzika as well as we play it allura skill is there, it's all, you know, top class musician.
Din ix-show allura hija wirja ta' mużika, hemm ukoll narrazzjoni, hemm ukoll video u kollox qed jirrakkonta storja li isseħ wara l-assedju l-Kbir ta' Malta tal-1565. X'tista' tgħidilna aktar?
L-istampi li nużaw waqt il-konsert jintaqgħu mal-songs u l-tunes. Allura every song and every tune has its own pictures. And the narrative precedes every song. So before every song, there's a bit of the story told so that the audience, you know, kul ħadd ikun jaf what you're singing about. The story, it follows the career of the Knights of St. John from the time that they are expelled from Rhodes and that they're given Malta by the Emperor Charles V of Spain, which was a story in itself. But it also, very importantly, follows the life of young Salvino, who is taken by corsairs and sold to the court of Suleiman the Great. And it follows his career through being radicalized into Islam and coming back to Malta as a Janissary, and what happens to him when he meets his childhood friend on the battlefield in the final battle. And it follows the story of these Maltese families, the knights, and Suleiman the Great. So the whole story gives a full picture. But the other side of it, which has never really been told, è la storia tanias nel Maltese. O la storia tassige, in dem kene jit miktuba minnahata knights, o minnahata daupikalum la l'educazione, pikal hapta, dikinu associated ma knights. Allora, we don't often hear what happened to the Maltese people. So the story about the Maltese people had to be constructed. And it had to be constructed from various items that I discovered in the, for example, in the museum in Valletta, Metacontemortem, Centeiro, as well as that from the information that I found online about what happened to the knights after the siege and what happened to the Maltese people. Per esempio, itra ta samlek albe metatara fil zeo Malta. Fei we had the kin Mirazet, kin statsa il assis, the local parish, bishikte pitra al inquisitor, bish ma kunchi sorts of bishihalasi tashi, dikasena. When you think of that, we Maltese lost a third of our population in the siege. It's something that's not often talked about. We lost a third of our people. Many other people were left with life-threatening and crippling injuries, so they couldn't work. The farms were completely devastated because they had to burn all their crops and they had to take their stock into the forts to feed the people who were being besieged. That meant that when they went back to their farms, they had nothing. But they were still forced to pay taxes to the knights. This, for me, I find unbelievable. It's all about the oppression of the Maltese by the knights. There was two sides to the sword for the knight. On the one side, there were some tremendous things that they gave to the islands of Malta, which we can still see to this very day. On the other side, of course, there was great oppression by the knights of the Maltese people, including the Inquisition. So the full story has never been told.
Allura, ħafna drabi aħna l-istorija ta' Malta rawa mill-aspett tal-Kavalieri ta' San Juan u inti f'dan ix-show qed tenfasizza aktar is-sem tal-poplu Malti.
Mit tret naħat, jisej min-naħa tal-Kavalieri, min-naħa tan-nies ordinarju ta' Malta u min-naħa tat-Torok. The emphasis din l-istorija wkoll għandha taqsam mal-ġen tal-gwerra Flisentalla. A scuola che noi erano in Egitto, Flisentalla. Allora, il crudeltà, ma che non c'è fuori una hata l'Ottomani, che non crudeli, io ma ancora, il crudeltà osso, che non è una hata al cavalieri, e noi, che noi hattura somma shushin. O il Maltin, ahna il Maltin, sibna ruhna, che nors. O ta fijna bain l'Ottomani o il cavalieri, imma the effort that we made, the battle that we fought, ash konna nafu ahna li yekinu rehu l'Ottomani, Suleiman amel rule li kol hat fu il gzeja tamata kinu yotlu om kolla, allura yina winti ma kondishin kunu awnek, yek dawkin nis kinu telfu with l'abseju, yina wint, we would not have existed.
Kif tħalt fil-spiritu biex ikrijajdi din il-muzikali ftit li xejna għanna xijil taħħan?
Perfect. Din hija s-saħħa tal-Grupp Skorba. You know, we had minna Palissa, professor of music. The other two are great composers, and I've composed a lot of music myself in the past. Allura, we looked at the protagonists in the story, if you want, and we thought, okay, we have all had a lot of experience with music from Turkey. So we composed for the Turkish side, we composed music from the Turkish influences and experiences that we have. From the knight side, we decided to use music sourced from the Renaissance period, musica del Renaissance. O minnaħa tal-Maltin, l'unica musica li sibna l'ana. E malana u kol anda كيف هذا عند relationship كبيرة مع الموسيقى اللي من مدوار المديتران specialment من الموسيقى الغريقية تالبوزوكي ميوزيك عند الستيس rhythm u knowledge li kedna l-koll fuq il-mużika minn dawn il-regions, konna minn l-compositions, biex l-istoria tkun pala integrated story from all of these different experiences. U il-klim li nuża fil-kantina ktibtit songs kolla, il-lyrics kolla jien ktibtom, ktibtom bil-Malti, u ktibtom bil-Inglis, u ktibtom bil-Torok. U biex nikteb bil-Torok, sta' sejt ħabib tijaj li u Torok, u biex jajni da' xej bil-translation u tani da' għafid. Allura kolla il-protagonisti fl-assedju, kolla ġew rappresentati bil-mużika li qegħdin indoqqu fil-konsert.
Din ix-show l-ewwel darba li se ssir Sydney.
Iva, minna two or three concerts, pala trial concerts for small audiences, just to get a feel for how it works. We actually did a mini launch at the National Folk Festival in Canberra for a small audience there, and we did two other concerts in the Blue Mountains with small audiences again. And by the one that gave me the greatest pleasure was when we performed in Sydney to a very select group of Maltese, significant, prominent Maltese Australian citizens, just to give them a clear picture of what we were doing. You know, a number of people who were there, who witnessed the concert and were able to say to us afterwards, you know, how they felt about it. And in fact, these people have also been tremendous in supporting us in our bid to go to Malta in October this year. There is a moro Malta, or is a moro and do a concert Malta, or palisa ethnic that grant application lil Australia Council, which not yet. It couldn't be established in the Shahajat Sanfus, which is support down.
Al publiku Malti in generale, say Colcom show fi centru ta' La Valette.
Eva, La Valette Social Center in Walter Street, Blacktown. Namlu concerti mek on the 26th of May fissa teta wala noxinar e mahna u koġe in Melbourne narisit istit tashta novembru u san do'u al Maltese Community Council of Victoria in Parkville. So 26th of May at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Lavalette Social Center sa iftu l-kċin af noxinar bix nis li jiju ikunu jistaw jistu da' xeša ħaġa ta' likel Malti tradizjonali. But on the 16th of November, the past November, Sanijo Melbourne, Bishin Do'owal Maltese Community Council of Victoria. For the 26th of May, San Do'owal Maltese Cultural Association of New South Wales, Blainuna Ta Charles Mifsud, Ta Miriam Frigieri, O Wanki Marisa Previtera, O Lavalette Social Center, they've been fantastic in supporting this concert as well. We're very, very happy to be doing this show and I feel very proud.
U naturalment aħna minn fuq il-programmi tagħna nkomplu nafżaw l-issemmija tagħna meta u fejn ikunu ser isiru dawn ix-shows. Jina ringrazzjak ħafna tal-ħin tiegħek, nawguralek u inħeġġex il-komunità Maltija biex tattendi għal shows ta' talent Malti fl-Awstralja ta' din ix-xorta. Grazzi ħafna.
L-appressjoni tiegħi għalik ukoll ġew, grazzi ħafna li tajtni dan l-opportunità biex nitkellem miegħek fuq il-kunċert li qegħdin jagħmlu skorba. It's a fantastic concert and I hope many Maltese come to see it, especially since there will also be many non-Maltese Australians there and you will see the effect on them and you will be very proud of our history and our homeland. This is the main thing for me. Just as they are just as neħib nidem min Malta, ma'at ma'tista t-tehli Malta min ġab nidem.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.